your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I saw ABC News this morning. They were promoting that we'll all soon have chips in our skin and then chips in our brains, and it's going to be sold as the trendy thing, the cool thing to do. Anthony Gucciardi is our guest. I'm going to give the toll-free number out for military and police, active duty folks, on what I covered in the first hour, where now you don't just have us, you have retired major generals, former special forces commanders, you name it, going public, that there is a massive purge. In fact, this is the latest World in Italy article. You guys give me the first one about all this, confirming our reports. From 2 days ago. This is purge surge. Obama fires another commander. It's linked in this article and has the listing of some of the top major generals, brigadier generals, and lieutenant generals, and rear admirals, you name it, that are going public. And they're being told, Obama's about to give some orders that are going to be unpopular. Will you go along with them? And I just can't believe it's gotten to this point. But Anthony, getting back to the general madness, for folks that don't know, this is what Monsanto says. But then you find out, as long, going back to 99, they will not have it in their own cafeterias.
Oh, no way. Yeah, of course, they're eating organic foods. Their executives would never touch it. And that's why you have also, though, the executives going in, just like you said, with the generals and saying, hey, guys, are you okay with biopharmaceutical crops? Are you okay with genetically engineering the human genome? And the guys that say no, they get the boot. And then that's why we get these emails from these crazy people. One that's 100% confirmed. I talked a long time ago with Mike Adams about it on this very show. We premiered it here, was the email from the biotech scientist who told me that it's a good thing that the crops he's working on are killing people and giving people tumors, like we saw in the rat studies, because there's too many people on this planet. And he was happy. He said it was, quote unquote, awesome that it was killing people. We premiered that here, and I was able to verify it was from one of those biotech companies. They were just talking and raving about, oh, if I'm an enemy of humanity, that's amazing because I want to...
No. I had some of the Russian scientists on that were like 20 years ago. They noticed when they fed the rats the GMO feed, they were all becoming sterilized and dying. So they did a study and noticed it didn't kill the ones when they fed them the normal feed. And then the head director came in and said, well, that's actually piggyback. That's the plan. This is a famous case. There's too many people, so shut up.
And the studies, by the way, it's a combined effect of every single thing that's hitting us all at once. The GMOs are a prime suspect. But at the same time, you have infertility because of things like BPA.
Well, it's just like the Batman episode or movie where you put on one cosmetic and then the other, and then it activates. It's binary weapons. And they do that so they can just avoid one of them if they have to, and it doesn't hit them as hard.
They've known forever there's no such thing as junk DNA. They know how to target that junk.
Well, it just got confirmed earlier this year that these GMOs do cause mutagenic effects in the DNA, not just in the overall tissues.
And
it's reprogramming us.
The key has always been the junk DNA, which they now admit is actually the most important thing. It's because it's before your immunity. That determines if you're going to get sick. The power of your junk DNA. And that's what they're targeting over and over and over again and hitting. And that's why generationally we do have these problems. But then it's like I was saying, the GMOs are just one part of the culmination of the attack. The BPA is really what's hitting the infertility. The GMOs are just destroying your immune system and ability to fight it to the point where it's just a KO, KO, KO. It's like headshot, headshot, headshot. It's on humanity over and over and over.
That's right. And they now know that in the so-called junk DNA is basically the race memory of the species. And that's where all the good mutations are coming from. The resistance. If I was an alien species that came here, I would take over the elite and run this plan. I mean, this is a pure anti-human plan. That's why I say the elite might as well be foreign aliens. These people aren't even human in my view. And they say we're not human. They've dehumanized us. They've declared war on humanity. They are the enemy.
Well, they think they're not human because statistically, there's actually been things in the Daily Mail. They've been interbreeding for so long, their DNA is...
They have a third group.
Yes, and they think that makes them gods, but in reality, it's actually just degenerative interbreeding. And there's different ways to look at it, but basically the Daily Mail, you know, and others were saying it's amazing. Look, we found this amazing scientific discovery. These certain types of people have different DNA. They believe they are gods and we are peons to be killed. That's what they really believe. But at the same time, they're killing themselves. They think they're going to have these artificial bodies.
Hold on. I want to finish up on Fukushima and then we're going to go to phone calls. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is an unprecedented purge of now more than 200 top military brass, and the key is the Associated Press reported now, a few weeks ago, we wrote about it and covered it here on air, that it's secret, that AP had to be leaked, that Obama doesn't want people knowing that he's firing the top brass across the board, basically, and he doesn't want it known why. And then we learned that it's simply the president has no confidence in you. So this is purge material, and it's unprecedented, and it lines up with everything else. But Homeland Security's come out and said, we're not doing any urban warfare training. We're not doing any riot control training. We're not preparing for that. They're always preparing for it. The point is that they're massively accelerating it now on record. It's in the news everywhere. The military commanders have been told to be truthful about it. It's been in the local Fort Hood newspaper. They're preparing for a new enemy, us. I've played the newscast here. That's a quote. Their new enemy, us. And then they come out and say, we're not doing that. Kurt Nemo's written a story, Obama's Unprecedented Purge of the U.S. Military, breaking down what's currently happening and getting into some of the history of it. We've got Backward Society, sombrero, Halloween costume, branded offensive, while 9/11 attack costume wins award. Man, you talk about control, folks. I mean, this is just, they've got to list everything as racism so they can make you the bad guy. This is total, total authoritarianism. But I want to finish up with what we were getting into. If you just joined us, Anthony Gucciardi of NaturalSociety.com, StoryLeak.com, he comes in and contributes on a routine basis because he lives here in Austin. just like Mike Adams does, to Infowars.com. And he was mentioning how the elite do think they're different from us and that we're animals. And they thought this throughout history. The Egyptians were interbreeding, could hardly talk, their leadership. 15 was old. I've gone and seen Egyptian mummies, completely deformed heads, because of it. But they get insane and psychopathic, like any breed of dog you overbreed. It's the hybrid vigor of the hybridization that makes us, you know, really strong historically. But the whole point is that they're totally inbred from original dominant genetics of their ancestors. Many of them were powerful, you know, conquerors. But then they interbreed, and it makes this insanity. Here's the BBC, since he mentioned that. I wanted to back him up. Human species may split in two. And it just goes on to say the elite believe that they'll be beautiful and smart and wonderful. And, quote, we will be little goblin creatures. And it shows someone that actually looks like the Queen of England or the elite or Dianne Feinstein. So that's actually what you look like. So, they want to make us like them. In fact, there it is, evolve into ugly, dim-witted, squat, goblin-like creatures. So, that's the case. Go goblins. Because the New World Order thinks we're so dumb they can now set up checkpoints and do giant anal probes on people without search warrants. I'm telling you, the police cars should change their thing from protect and serve to vicious, vicious butt pirate rapers. I mean, I'm not even making a joke about this. This is how far our country has fallen today, that they're having debates about TSA may have to do a proctology exam. What you didn't like is grabbing your genitals? Well, how about we take you to private screening? Okay. So, and if you criticize them, well, you're behind the shooting. And now they're not just saying I'm behind the shooting of the poor TSA agent. And by the way, I'm against that, as you know. I'm against offensive violence, only defense. But they're now blaming Ron Paul, Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge, and just anybody else. If you don't like having your genitals groped and put in a microwave oven where they naked body scan you, you're a terrorist. So there you go. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And then we're going to play the clip. We haven't played it yet here in this hour. Top scientists, another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation. Bye-bye, Japan. And the IAEA only has a 7 level for nuclear disaster. Fukushima is a level 7. They're about to go to a level 8, which demands international action. This is a real emergency. The whole world should be in there helping Japan, volunteering to get that stuff out of there. But this is a world where everybody just passes the buck. And it is truly disgusting. We'll get back to that in a moment. Anthony, finishing up on Monsanto. And the public's totally waking up to GMO. The next level is pharmacological crops, where Bill Gates and others and Bayer admit they're going to make you be docile with what they're engineering. They're going to make you behave yourself. They're going to make you have statins in the squash. This is all being rolled out right now.
It's ultimate control. And there's parallels here with everything. You can see a parallel with the mainstream media and the government over and over again. Specifically, they're attacking you over the TSA because they think they can cut the head off the snake. They want to destroy real, authentic media. They're threatened at first. Now they're on the assault. They want to go after the threat of real media. So they mock it. They try to be it. And when they've failed like that, specifically, I call it Bloomberg every time. They're trying to be alternative media. But when they've failed at it, then they must kill alternative media. And that's what they're going for right now. This is the same thing we're seeing with Monsanto. They tried at first to propagandize it and say, oh, GMOs are great. They're good. It works. It wasn't working. The citizens said absolutely not. Down with Monsanto 100 million times. So now instead they're throwing millions of dollars to lie and slander these people that want GMO labeling, like myself. $22 million. Now, I did the math. I mentioned earlier that only $500 came from residents of the $22 million pushed by Monsanto and others to defeat GMO labeling. We did the math. That equates to 0.0025% of people actually supporting the attack on GMO labeling. So 0.0025% supported Monsanto. Now, on the flip side, 30% of all contributions for GMO labeling came from people in Washington for the statewide initiative to label GMOs in Washington. 30%.
You know that's election fraud, though. I mean, you know that's gaming the system, that we can't get it labeled.
Oh, those are just the public numbers. I mean, I'm sure it was actually overwhelming support, but Obama, of course, pays off. Monsanto, Freudian slip, pays off the judges. The U.S. State Department pays for DVDs and pamphlets for Monsanto to distribute overseas. The taxpayer dollars.
Well, it's eugenics. They admit. Get it over there and sterilize everybody.
That's what Bill Gates is supporting it, and all the donations are going to Monsanto to fuel the GMO crop trade over in Africa to just absolutely sterilize everything.
And if you're against it, you're racist.
Oh, absolutely. If you're against it, you're not feeding the world. Even though the IAS STD, 900 scientists from the UN were sent out to say that GMOs saved the world and saved the food supply, but they found organic crops and traditional crops outperformed GMOs, and that GMOs...
Well, I have family that are farmers, and they say in most cases you end up getting bankrupt and they lie to you. All this Monsanto Roundup stuff, it bankrupts you and kills the soil. It's all a fraud, just like the flu shot has never protected anybody from the flu. It gives you the flu. That's all on record.
Indian suicides every 30 minutes. Farmer suicides in India every 30 minutes. Main reason, Monsanto, they say it's like
cotton,
signing a deal with the devil. Their yields go down. Their crops are resistant to their pesticides. They have to buy more of the herbicides. They have to buy more and more. And it doesn't work till they drink the very own herbicides that Monsanto gave them and killed themselves.
What's the number? Is like how many hundreds of thousands? Or
a lot. It's every 30 minutes a farmer kills themselves.
But I saw some number like a couple years ago, like close to 100,000.
It's called the suicide belt of the world in India. I mean, because Monsanto went in the beginning when they were launching.
Why are you racist, Anthony?
Yeah, it's racist.
Don't even
now.
Say the name Indian.
Yeah. It's racist to even identify countries now and say, hey, maybe we should help protect these people. They're like, no, you don't want to feed the world? You don't like Monsanto?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we'd go to Mexico and I'd buy a sombrero and hang it on my walls. I thought it would look neat, and I'd run around, you know, wearing it. That was because I was racist.
Well, now you would be expelled from school, apparently.
Fukushima's not a problem.
Oh, no.
It's brown bags. Brown bags.
Yeah, I mean, radiation that could cause a U.S. evacuation is not a big deal to the mainstream media. It's nothing. I mean, that's not even worth mentioning besides a little blog post on the Canadian version of Huffington Post. I mean, it's not even in the news. RT's reporting on it, but they report on all the Fukushima stuff.
By the way, speaking of Fukushima, let's play the clip of award-winning scientist David Suzuki has gone on record in public. Top scientists, another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation on the West Coast. Bye-bye, Japan.
That if, in fact, the fourth plant goes under an earthquake and those rods are exposed, it's bye-bye, Japan. And everybody on the West Coast of North America should evacuate. Now, if that isn't terrifying, I don't know what is.
And by the way, we've had Dr. Busby on. We've had other physicists on. This is a real possibility.
No, there's no question. I mean, if there was another earthquake at the direct site of Fukushima, I mean, this is a top scientist who's researching this, and this was a water ecology symposium.
In fact, what's the hydrology term they use where it's all spongy and it's all sinkholing?
No, exactly. It's a form of erosion that happens. And basically,
liquefaction.
They've already destroyed the Pacific anyway. And there's so much toxic debris and contaminants in the Pacific Ocean that it's just swallowing the whole of Fukushima. And God forbid there is another earthquake. He says there's a 95% chance in the next 3 years there'll be one. But one thing we didn't even mention, by the way, I'm not even as concerned about the earthquake. I'm concerned about TEPCO going in with those 1,400 spent fuel rods and two of them coming together. I think there's a much bigger probability of that happening, and that's happening now this month. In 2 weeks, they're starting the test protocols for that. And we have someone quoted here speaking on that. Dr. Helen Caldicott says that two rods could touch each other in this process, which has been done before, and there could be a fission reaction and a very large release of radiation just from two rods. I have less faith in TEPCO than I do.
I agree. Well, your article's up on InfoWars.com. We're continuing to follow it. We're going to come back with military and police on the purge that's going on now confirmed. We'll give you the latest on that. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Thank you, Anthony Gucciardi.
Thank you.
All right, folks. As I go out to break here, we promote and fund our operation with things that we use and that we believe are good and high quality. And InfoWarsLife.com, I was researching the very best iodine to protect my thyroid during the increased radiation levels and also for good health of my family. And so many medical doctors and scientists and nutritionists and others, like Dr. Group, said it is this particular type of nascent iodine that no one even knew about. And I have been using it for 2 months. Listeners have had it. Nothing but great reviews. We got a bunch more of it in. It's available. It's InfoWars Life Survival Shield. It's also a fluoride detoxer. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'd like to hear from active police in the United States about all the riot control training that is going on record. I would like to hear from active duty military about riot control preparations, about the litmus test, will you confiscate guns for American citizens? We've had Navy SEALs on the show. We have had basically military police with video of them being told they're under FEMA command and that gun confiscation may happen if Obama suspends the Constitution. That is the type of information that we have. And we separately, on top of that, we separately have all of our articles dealing with the purging of the top military brass, like retired Army Major General Patrick Brady, recipient of the U.S. military's highest decoration, the Medal of Honor, said that top officers that he's talked to say President Obama's agenda is decimating the morale of the U.S. ranks to the point where members no longer feel prepared to fight or to have the desire to win. There's no doubt he, Obama, is intent on emaciating the military and will fire anyone who disagrees with him. Over such issues as homosexuals, women in foxholes, the Obama sequester, Brady told WorldNet Daily. They are purging everyone, and if you want to keep your job, just keep your mouth shut, one source told WorldNet Daily. Not only are military service members demoralizing the ranks, overall readiness being reduced by the Obama administration, it goes through that. Retired Army Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, who was with Delta Force, well, he founded Delta Force, and later Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under President Bush, says it's worrying that four-star generals are being retired at the rate that has occurred under Obama, and they're being fired. Over the past 3 years, it's unprecedented for the number of four-star generals to be relieved of duty, and it not necessarily relieved for cause, Boykin said. I believe there is a purging of the military. He said the problem is worse than we have ever seen. Yeah, that's undoubted. And folks, we know that AP reported that they were told not to report this information, that it had to be leaked to them, and that Obama does not want people knowing this is going on. So I want to hear from people in the Department of Defense, civilians, active duty military officers, recently out officers, military police, and active police. Because if you study history, this is unprecedented what's happening. This is a big, big deal, and it's getting crazier and crazier. And they're already using the IRS to persecute the Tea Party, Christians, mainline groups. We already have all the new army manuals, bad-mouthing the founding fathers, all of the founding father-type material is being taken off the uniforms. They're talking about getting rid of George Washington on the Purple Heart. I mean, that's the type of stuff that's happening. They're getting the "Don't Tread on Me" off the Navy uniforms. There it is, CBS News. Army vet mother banned. Yeah, I saw that this morning. From daughter's school for posting concealed weapons permit on Facebook. And now imagine the Army vet mother on her own Facebook just post her concealed carry permit, just showing it to somebody. It's totally legal and lawful, and then they're banned from the school. Oh, yeah, I mean, if your dad's in the Marines and you ever bring a photo of your dad with his sidearm on, that was a case, the kid is kicked out for a photo of a gun. This is the authoritarianism, and you think, oh, these people are idiots. They're not idiots. It's upheld. They kicked a kid out of school for having a Nerf gun in his backyard playing tag. A neighbor called the school. The school's meant to run your life. It's the takeover arm in their own documents. So we're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I want to hear what you have to say about the officers being purged out of the military, what the military thinks about this. And of course it's meant to ruin the military to put women in frontline combat. Nobody does that. Of course it's going to cause incredible problems and fraternization. Of course, women, they're having to lower the standards. I can't carry some 70-pound pack on 20-mile runs. I mean, I couldn't carry a 70-pound pack. I couldn't run a mile unless I had to, like, save my family or something. I mean, I could jog like 3-4 miles. Imagine that. Imagine a woman carrying an average woman, and they're already lowering the standards. Again, it's not about equality, folks. It's about wrecking institutions, wrecking. The name mother and father has been banned in France in government documents. Now they're banning it in the U.S. The federal government tells its employees, don't invite married couples, you know, saying, oh, we're going to have a couples party. That's hurtful. See, it's not about inclusion. It's about exclusion of us. It's about discrimination against men, against women, against families. There it is. France bans the words mother and father. I mean, this is their program. These are authoritarians that know that they can take over. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've got it. Mr.
Smith, coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, the show has a bigger audience than it's ever had. But we've had a bunch of people call in that are retired, Department of Defense, or out of the military, wanting to comment about the purge. On any given day, when not even on subject, military calls in to talk about the purge news. But we've not gotten any calls from active duty military or police talking about preparations for riot control, talking about preparations for economic collapse. I mean, we've got all the documents. In fact, here are some of the articles. DHS publicly denies preparation for riots, civil unrest, flip-flop while admitting equipment and armed guards for, quote, civil disturbances. Federal agency claims otherwise. Remember the TSA would, like, be videotaped hundreds of times, sticking their hands in the pants? And they would say, we don't do that. That's a lie. Responding to an inquiry by the International Business Times regarding the recent purchase of riot control equipment that we broke, that Drudge carried, pepper spray launchers, pepper spray projectiles, as well as the hiring of armed guards with top secret security clearances, I should add, to protect government buildings, the DHS dismissed reports primarily from InfoWars, which such activity was related to preparations for domestic disorder. These reports are false. The reference Federal Protective Services acquisition request, including automatic pepper spray guns, requested for protective security officers will replace an existing contract due to expire in November 2014, which provides security and screening within federal facilities throughout the upstate New York area. So they used one of many examples. And you heard them. There's also no drones over America, even though there are. And there's no thimerosal in the vaccines, even though there are. It just goes on and on. So there's all these admissions, even in mainstream state-run media, that this is going on. And they're busy telling us it's not. So there was an article in the Fort Hood paper last week we wrote about where they were admitting it was for domestic unrest. I mean, this is all over the news. So I'd like to hear from police, military, active duty on the purge, on the civil unrest buildup. What do you make of this latest lie? And I see a lot of calls coming in there, but none of them are calling in on the specific of that. So, again, I'm going to give out the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, while those calls are coming in, I wanted to play a New World Order clip that I only played part of in the first hour today. That was just a few clips put together by my crew. We could put hours of these out. In fact, I think it was The Extra from Fabled Enemies. No, it was the next Burmese film we produced. Where we just had hours, if we wanted to use it all, of them announcing global government, New World Order, and defining the current New World Order definition as a planetary corporate government that is above the law. So I want to play this clip, and then we'll come back and go to your phone calls. Again, the toll-free number, and we'll also open it up for folks that want to talk about Obamacare or any other news, but we'll try to get those military calls in, 800-259-9231, and just open the phones entirely up there. So we do have some military calls coming in. We'll go to those, then the other calls. But right now, they blamed us a few days ago and yesterday that I believe in the New World Order. I made that up. And this imaginary thing made the guy reportedly go shoot the TSA people, shooting and wounding six, killing one. Folks, the New World Order is what they call the new global order. When they use the term New World Order, they mean a new global power structure run by them. Planetary government is what their definition of it means in all the big white papers. But they'll still act like that no one's even using this term. I mean, for over a decade, the media has said that I'm insane. No one's even using this term. So let's go to that clip.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful,
and we will be,
and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations,
where the globalists are above the law,
can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlines his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
So there you go, folks. We could keep playing that for hours. We have clips of where they define it as the state is God. The new world order is the state is God. The new world order is a above-the-law planetary corporate system like out of Rollerball with James Caan, where it doesn't matter. He's the top football player in the world. A top exec wants his wife, and he has to hand her over. This is the new royalty, ladies and gentlemen. And, by the way, they don't want to just enslave you. They're going to use world government to turn the resources off to get you on state-run pensions and state-run welfare with all these big factories and GMO systems displacing your jobs, and then you're a ward of the state so they can phase you out and then euthanize you as they go on to merge with the machines and become God. Now, I'm not saying their plan's going to work. Here it is in the BBC, though. Human species is split into the elite and the subspecies, goblin-like creature. And that's the quote. So that is their plan. And they are completely megalomaniacal, like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake, out of their minds, and extremely, absolutely dangerous. Now, I do want to go to your phone calls. We've got military callers calling in, but they don't want to say if they're in the military. That's how scared people are. In this country. But Bill, we'll go to Bill, then Tim, then Evan, then Simon and Jason. Then I got some other breaking news I should just mention here. Adam Kokesh, WJLA, is reporting, has pled guilty to weapon and drug charges for marijuana and having illegal weapons in the District of Criminals. So there you go. He had said he was set up, and he called me privately from jail saying he wasn't ready to come on the air, but that he had been totally set up and stuff was planted on him, but basically that he didn't know what he was going to do because he couldn't prove that, so I guess he just wanted out of there. We'll try to get Adam Kokesh on the nightly news tonight, or we'll see if he wants to come on the show. I don't know. So we'll see what unfolds with that. Second Amendment activist, clearly set up, folks. Let's go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller in Chicago here. How are you doing today?
Well, welcome, sir.
Good. I was actually downtown today, and I see people walking around looking at their cell phones like robots, walking in front of cars and all that kind of stuff. So
it's pretty crazy. So you called in about the purge of the top military.
Actually, no. I called in because I don't believe our history books, because 9/11, you go 40 minutes after that happened, the official story was laid out. 100 years from now, in the history books, it's going to say that's still going to be the official story, right?
Go ahead.
Do you believe that, sir?
I was actually not listening to you. I was asking John if you called in about the purge, because it says on my screen you called in about the purge. I don't screen calls. You can call in when we have open lines. I'm sick of people when I say that I'm talking about a purge saying, did you tell him you were calling in about the purge?
I did not. No, I told him that specifically. I said it would be an interesting caller, but I'm not.
Well, listen, I don't even care about that because I'm not going to screen your call here on air. I missed what you said. I was just asking real quick. Ask your question again about 9/11.
Well, the official story was laid out 40 minutes after it happened, right?
You're asking me if I believe the official story about 9/11?
No, absolutely not. I said the official story was laid out 40 minutes after it happened.
Sure, it was totally scripted, all staged. It was an inside job, yeah.
Yeah.
No, sir, I mean, I am undoubtedly the founder of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I'm the guy that's put false flag on the map. If I've done anything, it's that. And I've made 5 films on 9/11 being an inside job. And absolutely, it was a staged event to radically re-engineer America, bipartisan criminal action. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know the official story is a complete fairy tale. And they blew up Building 7, and it was controlled demolitions. And I heard them on CBS radio say they were going to blow up Building 7. And then we found the videos later, years later, when they finally archived BBC and CNN from live. They go, get ready for the controlled demolition. And then folks said, how do you get ready for controlled demolition in the middle of this? And they go, well, we're not going to talk about it. We didn't blow it up. They blew it up. They were caught with their pants down. The hijackers were U.S. government agents. We don't know if they were triple agents or what even really happened. We just know there's a cover-up. We know enough to put a bunch of people in handcuffs and bring them in as suspects in this government. I mean, is that your point or your question, or what do you want to ask me?
Yes. You just put an exclamation point on it.
All right, Bill, you're awesome. I appreciate your call. Again, we don't screen your calls. Just sometimes it says what you called in about. So I was like, you want to talk about the purge? And then I was asking John, did that guy tell you it was about the purge? I just want to hear from the military about the purge. Because it's finally getting media attention, and I've heard the military is really upset. We've had Navy SEALs on, and military police send us videos that have gone viral. Those have been reposted in Kurt Nimmo's article. Obama's unprecedented purge of the U.S. military accelerates. I think we should add the word accelerates to Kurt's headline, because that's what his article's about, and we have the proof right there. That's a big deal. And it's just funny, because usually I get all these military calls when I'm out looking for them, and now I'm not getting any. Let's talk to Tim in Maine. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. This is such an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
Well, listen, I don't think people really understand the magnitude of the information that you are providing with your resources. 10 years ago, I thought this guy, he's way off base. I have followed you, and I am so surprised at how right you are with everything. And I use your words. I don't believe you. I go find out for myself, and I am so impressed. This is very scary times, Alex. And I can tell you that I've been watching what's been going on. I listen to you. I do my own homework, and I make my own decisions. And this is difficult to believe what's going on. Now the next step of DHS, I've been watching what you're talking about, and then I see it in the news exactly what is going on. We have such a large population here that are sheep. That are going to go along with this. I am scared to death of what's going on with DHS, with the next step, and they keep throttling it up. Alex, they're not going to stop until they have us all in cages.
they're already coming out and saying, we're not going to let you release a movie unless it's feminist and gay approved with these certifications. The big banks are saying, we're going to, I mean, it's like putting yellow stars on Jews so they couldn't do business. It's political correctness as a weapon to shut down all their competition. And the term gay and lesbian is just a litmus test to go after conservatives and libertarians. And then, you know, let us teach your five-year-old how to have anal sex or you're a bigot. And no, we're against pedophilia. And so they're using political correctness as a license to get their little mitts on our children. And, you know, folks aren't buying this. The Digital Journal has a great article out that says op-ed. I actually asked Watson to do this article yesterday, and he's a great guy. He just hadn't done it yet. Like, you know, why? In fact, I even said, I said, we need an article like, why LAX could be a false flag, and then use all the anomalies and issues. And that's basically what this article did, showing the history of stage terror, why government stage terror. This government's done it before. Show their suspects. They have a motive to get power. Arm the TSA. The official story doesn't add up. They did the story. It says, we know they exist. We know our government's done them before. So they're a big suspect. Boom. Common sense. So I'm just going to have this article posted up on Infowars.com. This is absolutely, literally what I was thinking, and somebody else has done it. That's when you know there's a big awakening going on, folks. This is exciting.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Plug booked this, and I should have. It's a five-minute video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars announces we will resist TSA and NSA tyranny, $10,000 film contest. And you've got the next month and a half to produce a documentary, short film, commercial, investigative report, parody. The TSA says if you joke about them, they will arrest you. They will arrest you if you make a parody TSA T-shirt. They have YouTube remove our parody YouTube videos. Michael Moore had a video making fun of him for our contest removed. We had that added back in a court battle. Not really a court battle. They filed on him. So we're just going to have a film contest. You'll probably have 500 videos that get made. A couple hundred will end up being good. There'll be one winner, one place, first place, $10,000, and you'll get paid out in January. We've had more than 20 contests over the years. I had one with $115,000 in prizes, but I just don't have the money to do that, obviously, right now. My first love is Exposing Tyranny. And that film contest, the videos got seen tens of millions of times. Everyone that entered it was a winner. So they don't like you making fun of the NSA. They threaten to arrest people that make fun of them now. We can all cower in fear, or we can all exercise our First Amendment and see how the tyrants like it. That's the answer to these bullies. Infowars.com has the article and the video. TSA, NSA, we will resist their tyranny, 10K film contest. They do not like being criticized. They link my criticism of what they do to this poor guy being shot. They're attacking Ron Paul. They do not like us saying no to them. So we will only intensify. And this won't save the world, this contest, but the action of resisting will. So it's a please go get that video. I'm going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. I forgot to do that today. Please send this video out to everyone you know. I'm going to go back to Evan and Jason and others that are holding here in just a moment. A little bit of overdrive coming up. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, with all the background radiation increasing and all the problems and the reactors leaking, not just here but Fukushima, it really is time to get nascent iodine, the highest quality nascent iodine I found, I use, my family use. We have private labeled, because the stuff wasn't even known about, and put out as InfoWars Life, Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement, double the strength, half the price. This is the same price as folks selling similar stuff, not even as good, that's half an ounce of it. And it's done amazing things for me. Find out all the benefits and info at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we just got a bunch more of this finally in from the laboratory. And, obviously you need it every day just for the thyroid and the body and all the things it does for your immune system, according to Dr. Group and others. This is unlike any supplement I've ever experienced. I mean, it just truly is amazing. This type of iodine specifically, atomic, pure, unbound, goes right into your cells. It's simply amazing, and you can get it for use, but also stockpile it because it lasts a long time. And the glycerin base it's in is totally organic from Germany. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, 888-253-3139. Yeah, you got to get organic certified from Germany, folks. You can't even get it here. You can't even get it in Mexico. They've been contaminated the entire corn supply. So, again, 888-253-3139. If you want to call, and we've got discounts when you get more than three bottles, and I would suggest this is something that every preparedness shelf needs. A lot of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And the totally natural way to get similar iodine, just not as strong, is the seaweed modafinil that I take daily. Simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com also has that. InfoWarsHealth.com has all the other great products. But you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com to find it all in one place. I'm going to do some overdrive to come right back to your phone calls straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.